hour of Free Talk Live here. We'll take your calls about anything. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
And Brett is joining us courtesy of his show, The School Sucks Project. It is something that you do on a more than weekly basis, right? You've got different kind of product that you're offering at schoolsucksproject.com.
Yeah, I've been shooting for two shows a week. And
audio shows or video. You doing videos still?
I put out some videos. We were just talking about this. I've been putting out some videos of us.
That's awesome.
On Free Talk Live on my channel. And, yeah, sometimes I do some highlights from my show. Sometimes I work on an independent video project. But, yeah, I shoot for two podcasts a week, and we just started a series on agorism called Autonomy Through Agorism.
So despite being called School Sucks Project, it's not all about education.
It's not about school at all. It's about education.
It
is about education.
It's not about school.
Yeah, school. The school stuff got boring, and people said, when are you going to talk about Common Core and, you know, all these horror stories, these police state zero tolerance crackdowns?
Mm-hmm.
I said, please go through our archives. It's all there. We want to move on to stuff that's, you know, positive and productive. But sometimes we do have to hit on that stuff.
Make people's lives better as well. Lots of self-improvement as well.
That has really been the focus of the show.
Okay.
So more independence, more. It's the series that I'm doing now is called Autonomy Through Agorism. And that could be ongoing for a while. We did a self-esteem series and done series on the trivia method of critical thinking. So, yeah, I encourage people to go to schoolsucksproject.com and, you know, whatever you're interested in, see what you can find.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff there is free. Is there a members area?
There is a members area that has swollen to about 300 pieces of content that are not available.
Regular show is for free.
The regular show is
and
for
the
free.
The site has a lot of free content.
There's about 300 episodes of the regular show and a bunch of videos.
So go and gorge yourself at schoolsucksproject.com. We go back to the phones here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in, the DEA has been cracking down across the country today. 200 warrants served, more than 150 arrests. We'll tell you more about what they're up to, because it hit right here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire today. First, James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yes, Ian, I called in to answer a question you had in passing about what is the point of Lot's call?
Sure, Lot, for our listeners who are just tuning in, has called a few times. He called tonight earlier to kind of tell us about his vision for a future where everything has been reset to be equal. But that's, I'm really paraphrasing and summarizing his call with that statement. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it was all nonsense based in a future where he's basically a pseudo neo-Marxist that envisions a future where aliens come over and take us over. And we'll make good pets if that ever does happen. But I actually have never made fun of you or your callers or your show outright, even though I've been the victim of massive bashing. But I don't call to bring up the past, but just to, except for your show. It seems like Free Talk Live today. You had a guy that called in and talked many times about his boring running with the law in Detroit about noise ordinances. You had a poor woman call in about a dog and her eight neighbor with a bat. Why didn't you just tell her to call the cops or animal shelter or whatever? And then you had Liberty Phoenix call in about transhumanism. And then, of course, that inspired Lot to call. Well, your last
Thank
hour
you for the summary of the last 2 hours of the program.
Yeah, the last hour was those two callers who were basically...
Wait. He's getting to a point.
He's not going to get to a point.
He's going to
say that I called him boring one time, and it really upset him. But, Whit...
No, I didn't call about the past.
Really?
Mark, can you stop interrupting me?
You've just summarized the past 2 hours, but where are you going to go with this, Whit?
Well,
go ahead.
Today, though, especially Liberty Phoenix and Lot, today Free Talk Live is what I would say has been the opiate for the dumb masses who think they're so smart and have rejected the God of the Bible and are now looking in science, in science fiction, for truths that are actually, if you actually believe in the God of the Bible, you'd find all that Lot's looking for, including the funny story about where his name comes from. But Mark,
how do we get back? So, all right, how do we get back there? How do we get back on that road to the God of the Bible?
Read it. Get in the book.
I've read it seven times. Well, I read the New Testament seven times.
Right on, Mark. Can I
don't like it.
Well, I mean, so Mark read the book. I'm sorry, just one quick interjection here. Mark read the book seven times. I was raised Roman. I was raised Roman Catholic. I was an altar boy. I had religious instruction from first to 11th grade. So I think the two of us are at least well versed in what that world has to offer, and we've moved away from that.
You're proving my point, by the way.
Why?
Lot and True Liberty Phoenix have obviously given up on the Bible, too. And then you and Mark and Lot and Liberty Phoenix for an hour talk about nonsense about transhumanism and aliens coming and abducting us and make us a Marxist dream state. Okay, you spent the last hour talking to those morons. Forgive me. I don't want to bash your callers. But they're not even living on planet Earth, which is what I want to live on and what is what we should be concerned with. And not the make-believe future. But, Mark, by the way, speaking of the very recent past, you interrupted me on Sunday to tell me about...
I thought you said you weren't going to call and talk about the past.
You didn't even let me respond to what you were saying. The fact is, Lot, if you like...
That's not Lot. That's James.
I'm sorry.
I'm putting him on hold because you're right. He had plenty of time to speak, and he didn't give you a chance to respond.
Well, he knows that if he doesn't take a breath in between sentences, that he can then claim, you interrupted me! He gets on, and this has happened over and over again. If you don't like what's on Free Talk Live, there are lots and lots of preachers out there talking about the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll take your call right now because nobody's listening to their shows.
That's not true. There's got to be people watching the 700 call or whatever.
No, I said lots and lots. The fact is that there are many, many, many preachers out there right now that are doing.
But James is trying
shows.
To save you. I mean, he's calling to try to save you.
Oh, I am
tonight.
Not savable.
And this is why I asked.
I am my own Messiah.
How can I get back to the God of the Bible? Because it's a great marketing strategy.
You know, Jesus Christ as your Lord.
Forgive me to interrupt. I've already spoken enough about more than about religion than I even wanted to ever talk about on your show.
But wait, wasn't that why you were calling tonight? Was to save
the other thing I told your call screener I called in about was the two faces of Mark. And I'm going to call you a liar, Mark, and may I prove how you are? Because I hate liars, and lying for your cause is wrong and immoral. And the God I believe in will punish you one of these days for smearing people too, Ian. But you said, I thought that was a pretty good call. And Ian said he even had a good call last night. And then so I went to Free Talk Live archives and the two previous shows that I called in. I got hung up on by Ian. Gratefully, he was always gets his rocks off, cut me in mid-sentence. And you said that was ludicrous, and Ian agreed, and then blah, blah, blah. And then the previous night, that was the night when you, wit has no wit, and Ellen had her great belly laugh with a bad joke, and Ian smeared
me. No, I said, I don't give a wit.
I could turn this conversation in a more positive direction.
I want to address
Sunday night, you told me I had made a big call, bad, good call, but you were lying. You just wanted to interrupt me and then make me skip a beat, and you lied.
Good call, James. Good call.
Yeah.
Wit.
Right.
We had
Ian,
said.
Can I ask you a question?
No! For God's sake, you stinking crazy man! You just talked to me and you don't want to listen? For Christ's sake, you're insane! Good for God's sake! Listen, shut him off! God, I hate this dude! He's so, I mean,
you
pathetic, boring, narcissist!
You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Just step away. Mark, just step away. I want Mark, you to just leave the room. Just take your headphones off. Leave the room. Brett, go ahead.
I want to...
Can I ask a question?
I'm going to ask you a question. What?
Okay, go ahead. And please answer my question, because you once said something about in conservative talk radio, and you hear a lot of hate and immigrant bashing and racism.
Yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago when you were talking about welfare and how a lot of rednecks blame immigrants for welfare kiting and all that.
Yeah.
Can you name those? I listen to a lot of conservative talk radio, and I don't know who you're talking about.
Dennis Prager, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Howie Carr in Boston on WRKO.
Dennis Prager every day. He is never bad.
That explains a lot. Thanks, James. 855-453.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Welcome back. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. Now, online privacy is more important now than it's ever been. With all the Edward Snowden revelations that came out last year and more, I think, are still to come. You can take simple steps to protect yourself. And one of the most important ones is ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And you can start with their free account just to test the waters out, see how the system works. And it works well. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your data. Whatever's leaving and coming into your computer is encrypted by ProXPN and their server. And you, using ProXPN, it's a very simple process. You just install the software on your Windows, Mac, iOS device, or Android device. There's also instructions for Linux users. Just contact the support department to get the instructions for Linux. Either way, whatever your operating system, ProXPN is going to protect you from having your internet service provider knowing what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL, grabbing the software, and installing it. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, and the ability to privately torrent, you can do that for just $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20. That's FTL20. The 20 stands for 20% off because you get 20% off for the lifetime of your account with that code. And if you buy the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 a month. Want to save even more? Pay for that annual plan with Bitcoin, and you'll save more. So it's an amazing service. Keeps you much more private, your activities much more private, because ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. There's also a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started with it, and then when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use our discount code FTL20. As we go to your... Oh, what, Mark?
You don't want to address this with thing at all?
You're talking about James, who called in from Arizona. He really... I think... I don't know. Maybe he really is the Christian that he claims to be. He certainly is not a real Christian in my mind.
Well, yeah. What's he getting out of it?
He's not not a loving Christian, but he's certainly a troll and has managed to troll you very successfully tonight, well, Mark. You blew up. You were turning as red as I have seen you in recent memory. I was worried for your health there for a moment.
Ian, I don't know why you take this stuff so seriously. At some point or another, you
decided...
Wait.
Which one of us was taking it seriously? I think you were the one shouting into a microphone in the last segment.
You, at some point in your life, decided, relatively recently, because I remember being on a radio program where you were the outraged yeller, too, and you decided, I'm going to be as calm as I can be when I do these things. Sometimes I'll be outraged, but not when I'm talking
to someone. Right. The first time I heard this show in 2006, I said, gosh, thank God that other guy is there.
Right.
This guy's crazy.
So at some point you changed your mind, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a way to do a radio program, but let's not act like the fact that I yelled at Whit means that I'm going to die or I've lost my sanity or something.
No, I didn't think you lost your sanity. He just got to you.
Reacting in a frustrated fashion to a frustrated person is an acceptable way to act. Now, let's talk about Whit.
It's common. I wouldn't say it's a particularly healthy way to act.
That's fine, Ian. Yeah. You don't like it. I appreciate that you don't like it. Fine.
And the veins were coming out of your forehead. That can't be good for you.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, though. Did it make it? Because it doesn't seem like anything that we do or say doesn't seem to affect his routine at all. The caller, Whit or James.
Gotcha.
So did you feel better after? I don't want to call it an outburst. That sounds terrific.
I think outburst is fine.
Okay. Did you feel better after you had the outburst?
I did. I actually repeated what I said in the break. I had some sense of gratification because when Whit acts like Whit acts, most of the time, it's very frustrating. It's the reason I've talked about banning the guy from calling, because what he does is he calls in, he references things that occurred, days ago or weeks ago in some cases, and the people who are listening, the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people who are listening, depending on the night, don't know what the hell he's talking about. And the only thing he wants to do, if he wants to do this, the only thing he succeeds in doing is making the show worse. If he calls in and references old things and whatever. Now, what he did do on Friday and Saturday is he called in about issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to discuss an issue. He sort of started tonight, and I was like, yeah, Whit's going to be good at this.
It was good for like half a minute.
Yeah, and then he gets off, and then he trails off in his whole persecution complex, that's caused by his narcissism.
There's always something happening to Whit that he's upset about.
And the fact is, that's boring. Whit boring. I, me, my, boring. But let's talk about issues. Well, that's cool.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you're right about that.
He called me a liar. I want to address that. You and I, on Saturday evening, discussed how his calls on Friday and Saturday were pretty good.
Off the air, okay.
I understand if he feels jilted that he listened to the whole show recorded again or whatever, and, you know, he didn't get to hear what he wanted to hear. Well, Whit, we were talking about it off the air. We do that. Tell you what.
He should be happy to know that we're talking about him off the air.
Yeah, for God's sake. Whit, call in about issues and give your opinion on them, even if it has to do with Jesus or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine. But don't call in about how you've been wronged in the past, because, sorry, nobody cares.
Yeah, there's a lot of butthurt there.
I want the two of you to do a show together.
What, Mark and Witt show?
Yeah, the Mark and Witt show.
I heard he's going to Porkfest.
We could have a better title than that.
Maybe Witt could sit in as a co-host, and he could talk for 3 hours about all
just the two of them head-to-head on the
issues.
Are you
saying podcast? Yeah, podcast would be better than radio.
Why don't we do a School Sucks, a special School Sucks, where we just talk to Witt for as long as he can talk?
Marathon show.
Yeah, just keep on here.
Great idea.
Here, if you want more Wit, go to this.
I heard he was going to start having a roast at Porkfest.
He said that he was going to have a pork roast.
Yeah,
suggesting
on Sunday night.
Roast porcupines or something.
No,
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I mean, I think you guys really blew that up.
No, he said something about, you didn't listen to
it. I went back and okay. You gave me the audio.
He said something about, roasting you with his words or something.
Is that what he said?
I thought you listened to it.
I did.
Oh, apparently not well enough.
I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I listened to the relevant portions.
Now you really, I see. You should have listened to the whole thing.
Nah, I wasn't really concerned about it. And look, what he said on Sunday night
didn't
sound
like
a threat
to
me. You guys, I think you just take him way too seriously. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, we go to Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live, Nathan.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
It's interesting that you give Whit so much, I guess, talking time. I was thinking that my topic is not exciting enough to call in, but then you guys are talking about aliens making the world a better place. So I thought I'd call in and give my humble thoughts.
Here you are.
Well, I just realized after listening to the show for a year that if you take Ian's full name, it actually sounds like you're telling someone to be free because your middle initial is B, right?
Ah, you just figured that one out. Yes. Stand by, Nathan.
Out.
I don't know if you had something else to say, but you're welcome to hang on. We'll come back to you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can also shorten it to IB Free. Freeman. IB Freeman. All right, more on the way here. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live. More about the DEA raids going on across the country today. Come up.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything that you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and join us in real life coming up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are approximately a month and a half, I would say, away at this point. It's going to be closing in real fast on June 22nd through the 29th. It's going to be here before you know it. So I would recommend you get your tickets lined up right now for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is a very exciting event. It's a full week-long camping festival in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. Over 1,500 people attended last year, and these are people who get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. And the majority of them, the supermajority of attendees at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, are people who have never come to New Hampshire before. They're first-timers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and or in New Hampshire. And it's really a lot of fun to bring people who love freedom all to the same campground. Now, what we want to do with the Free State Project is bring people who love freedom all to the same state, which is New Hampshire. So this sort of concentrates that idea all into the same campground for a full week of fun in the sun and sometimes rain at Porkfest. There's, of course, camping. You can also stay in a hotel nearby if you don't want to rough it. Of course, it's not really roughing it when you're at Rogers Campground. There's food nearby, and it's pretty easy to camp out if you're going to be there.
Surprisingly bug-free.
Amazingly so, yeah, in a lot of ways.
Certainly not bug-free.
No,
but surprisingly bug-free.
Surprisingly free of most bugs. The majority of the bugs you would expect to be there. Although I can tell you, when I went across the road last year, like
you got like eaten alive.
Oh my God! I wanted to go out and I forget what I was going out there for.
God knows, I bet you don't remember at all. Some kind of drug-addled haze.
Watch the sunrise or something like that.
Ian, oh, the light.
Well, anyway, it was really awful with the mosquitoes there. But that wasn't in Rogers. It was across the street from Rogers. Something about Rogers is special. Anyway, the real special part is to be around people who care about freedom. And it's a DIY theme this year. People are going to be DIY. Excuse me. Why do I keep saying DIY? DIY. Do it yourself. So there's going to be a lot of people getting up on stage and giving you presentations about how to do certain things, make things. I don't know what the different presentations are. I know one person is going to teach people how to build a gun. You're going to be able to build your own AR-15 if you're into that kind of thing. Of course, they've got, you know, cook-offs and singing and bands. And, man, of course, the best part for me is just walk around the campground and, you know, talk to people and meet folks. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can still book an RV site, from what I understand. I don't think there are any campsites available, but if the RV site, if you don't have an RV, you can still book the RV site and pitch a tent on it. So there's still plenty of room at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And go to porkfest.com. You've got to the end of the month to get your tickets to Porkfest, at least to get them online. Otherwise, you have to walk up and pay more the day of. Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Ron's in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I heard somebody say earlier, talking about the guy from Arizona, James, maybe.
Yes.
The rambling Christian guy. Barring him from calling in, and I just want to plus one that. I think you guys need to just quit letting him call, because every time it's like you guys are having a good show, and he calls, and then it's just like, oh, you know, I can't. It's this guy again. And apparently he hates the show, but he can quote verses from a month ago. I mean, I listen to you guys all the time. I can't even remember what you were talking about a month ago. And I love the show, too, but. Yeah, it seems to me if he's a Christian, his energy could be spent, you know, better somewhere else. He could probably do more with that amount of energy to further Christianity or save people or, you know, whatever, by using his energy elsewhere other than scouring over tape shows of Free Talk Live and calling you guys. But, yeah, ban him, man. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, I'm not inclined to make that move.
Well, what I was had considered at one point was simply to give him, like, you know, 30 seconds without us saying anything. Just, or, you know, 30 or 60 seconds. Really isn't that long.
30 is like a lifetime.
It can be long, but just like, you know, all right, get it out of your system, Wit, or James, whichever he was. James is his given name. Wit, I believe, is his nickname. But he said Wit first, and so it's imprinted in my brain. So get it out of your system, James. Just go ahead and say whatever you're going to say, and then click. And then say nothing more about it. Just, you know, there you go.
I just don't think it's going to work with that guy, man. I think he has an agenda or something, and I don't think he really cares about the issues or anything. He just wants to call to mess up the show, I think.
Or I don't know about that. I think he's just I think he is just obsessed with how he's been treated on the air, and he believes that he
persecution complex.
Deserves better, and he loves the attention. I mean, he loves the attention he's getting right now, I suspect.
Sure, he gets on national radio, and,
and people are talking about him.
Yeah.
Like, he's been off the show. We're in the second segment now since he's been off the show. And
that's
he's
true.
Still the topic of discussion. Ron, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just thanks for the show.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I can tell you that on our Amplifiers page on Facebook that people, you know, one guy said that he just turns off Wit and then sometimes forgets to turn the show back on. So in that case, you've got a person who pays money to have the show produced saying that, you know, he forgets to turn the show back on because... Well, that guy called in.
Hey, you can't win them all.
Can't.
So I'm not going to ban Wit at this point. I see no reason to ban Wit. We've only ever banned one person from Free Talk Live, and that was Dave in New York. And that's only a temporary ban. I wouldn't mind if Dave called back. He's been gone for a few weeks now. So as far as I'm concerned,
kind of a timeout.
The ban is lifted from Dave. I think we can officially lift the ban.
I'm fine with that,
why,
too.
The reason why that happened was because he just kept calling night after night. About the same
thing.
Exact thing.
You mean like Wit does?
You could make the argument that Wit is doing that, but he's more diverse, I think, than Dave. And, you know, some people don't like certain things they hear on this program. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to try to pander the show to one particular viewpoint.
And plus, it's called Free Talk Live, and that makes it very difficult to employ the band hammer.
I don't mind you.
Well, Brett, what do you think?
I think this guy needs his own show. I mean, more than anything, I think he needs an outlet.
Yeah.
And I think if there was a way to communicate with him off the air, because I do agree that he's not adding too much to the show, especially for the amount of time that he's getting, like whether he's on the air or we're talking about him afterwards.
I don't know. I think he got Mark to blow up tonight. He that was a successful call as
people
far
like
as
that
concerned.
Stuff. But people like Mark blowing up. You know, I mean,
that's what
people,
I'm saying. He added to the show by allowing you to blow up.
As a listener, I always love contentious callers. I really, really liked, the Saturday nights during the Bush administration when all the conservatives would call and people would just be fuming. It was great. But this is kind of repetitive. You know, it's not, it's like you kind of know what's coming, right? And you kind of know how it's going to be dealt with, how we're going to deal with it now. So it's not, I don't think it's very exciting, but here's a guy who has a lot to say. He's got a lot of things to work through, and I think he needs his own program.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The story that we started the show with out of the AP is about the DEA raiding various different businesses around the country. 200 warrants served all today. They were active in a couple dozen states, including right here in Keene, New Hampshire. The Treasury Department also announced the first financial sanctions against people accused of dealing in synthetic drugs. They formally sanctioned four people, and then they identified those folks. The group did not immediately respond to a request for comment submitted on one of their company websites. The government's decision to identify and sanction the four, along with four foreign companies that authorities said were used to buy and sell significant quantities of the chemicals used in many popular synthetic drugs, mean that U.S. citizens cannot do business with them. The Office of Foreign Assets Control, designation of the Foreign Narcotics Kingpin Designation Act, also allows the government to seize U.S. assets tied to the group and the companies. The Kingpin Act is a tool typically reserved for some of the most serious players in the international drug trade, including the likes of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera, formerly the head of Mexico's powerful and ruthless Sinaloa cartel. The DEA has been cracking down on synthetic drugs, including spice, Molly, and so-called bath salts. Incorrect, AP. Molly is not a synthetic drug like the others are. I can explain what I mean by that here in a few moments, and we'll talk more about the raids. Come up. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Enough time for your call and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. DEA raiding various different businesses around the country today, including Fat Stuff, which is a head shop here on Main Street in beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire. They were entered this morning at around 11:10, 10 minutes after they opened. The men and women with guns I presume they had guns. I don't think they drew them down on the employee, but usually these guys have guns. The men and women with guns, calling themselves the DEA, came in and ransacked the business. They took almost everything. They took a tremendous amount of inventory. They filled the entirety of the back of the U-Haul truck with inventory from this store. I got a lot of video footage of it. Garrett Ian from FreeConquered.org was also on the scene. He covered another angle that I couldn't. He kind of covered the front door. I covered the back. And we had a few other activists who ended up showing up to back us up as well. But I suspect, and I'm going out on a limb here a little bit, I suspect that we have, of the 150 raids that the DEA, or the 200 rather, 200 warrants, 150 arrests it was, 200 warrants that they served today, I bet you we've got in the top five, if not the number one level of video coverage of these events.
I'd say you're the number one video coverage.
I would love to see if there's more. I know that one thing that they did when they came in, when the DEA agents came in, the first thing they asked was, do you have a security system? And I think they probably would have found it anyway, but the dude said yes and then showed them where it was. First thing they did, they unplugged the DVR and took it. So
took the DVR.
That's correct. So there's no video footage from inside of the store of, you know, what happened there with the agents. There is video footage from us where we were standing outside trying to shoot inside the store. Some of that video is uploading as we speak to the Freeman TV Raw channel. If you go to freekeen.com, you'll see the article about the raid, and there's a link there to the Freeman TV Raw channel. So if you want to just go and check the Raw videos, you're welcome to do that. There's probably a good couple hours worth that's going to go up there of, various different things. So one of the things that we were doing there was shooting through the windows. They had put up a black tarp in one of the front windows. There's a lot of front windows, Main Street, very nice property. And then they put some newspapers up on the front doors. But they didn't cover everything initially. And so we were shooting through the kind of the open sides wherever we could shoot through. And eventually they started to paper up the windows. And so, you know, we got footage of them doing that. We got footage of them coming and going, trying to hide their faces, saying ridiculous things, laughing at us. And it's all going to come out. You'll see it at freekeen.com. But it's part of a larger crackdown that's been happening across the country today. The DEA has been cracking down on synthetic drugs, as according to the AP, including spice, Molly, and so-called bath salts. Oh, sorry, AP, you got it wrong. Molly is street slang for MDMA. MDMA is the active drug that is formerly known, or another street slang for it is ecstasy. The word Molly came out because ecstasy became so debased as a product. It was just bunk. These pills that were being sold as ecstasy, which was supposed to be MDMA. Some of these pills don't even
this
have
this is an
it.
Ecstasy? This is real Molly.
Right, so that's why Molly came about. It was like, oh, yeah, here's a real deal. Now, of course, there's people who are debunking or that are putting out bunk Molly.
Sure, that happens the next day.
Yeah, but Molly is not a bath salt. It is not a synthetic drug. I guess it's a synthetic drug or whatever in that it's not coming from the earth or something. But the idea behind synthetic drugs was that this drug, fill in the blank, cannabis, Molly, whatever, this drug is illegal. So the synthetic drug manufacturers came up with a way to sort of tweak the molecules or something like that. I'm not a chemist. But they came up with some kind of analog, I think is the name for it. And so basically the chemical structure looks very similar to MDMA, but it's not MDMA. It's MDM something else, right? There's some sort of tweak there. It's enough to make it, or at the time, it was enough to make it legal because it wasn't MDMA or it wasn't cannabis. So that's what synthetic drugs are, and so MDMA, of course, is not a synthetic drug. It's the original that the synthetics are trying to ape. Make sense?
Yes.
Going on. In late,
but somebody may call their synthetic drug Molly.
They could. In late 2010, the agency responsible for enforcing federal drug laws moved to ban five chemicals used to make synthetic marijuana blends, including K2, Spice, and Blaze. Since then, drug manufacturers have continued to modify their formulas and develop new chemical mixtures, and every time a new drug is identified by the government, foreign chemists are ready with a slightly modified version, often with a new brand name, according to the staff coordinator for the DEA Special Operations Division. His name, Ferdinand Large. It's an unbelievable amount of resources that these illicit chemists are putting into this, he added. Illicit?
It's an unbelievable amount of resources that these DEA agents are putting into stopping it.
Illicit, forbidden by law, rules, or custom. These chemists were legal chemists. I mean, the drugs that we're talking about here, the synthetic drugs, existed because they were legal versions of the illegal
drugs. It's propaganda,
drugs.
Ian. Don't act surprised.
They've now been made illegal, some of these things. Anyway, Lars said the agency was now focused on Chinese chemical manufacturers and distributors, wholesalers, and retailers in the United States. One of the companies sanctioned by the Treasury Department is a Chinese pharmaceutical company accused of supplying chemicals needed to make the drugs. And there's also growing concern about where the money's going. Investigators have tracked hundreds of millions of dollars in drug proceeds being sent to Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. The money's going there. Where it stops, we don't know, said Large. Said it was also unclear which criminal organizations may be profiting from the drug proceeds. U.S. authorities long have worried about criminal and terrorist groups in the Middle East using drug trafficking to finance illicit activities. Well, they seem to be mixing their message here. Are they talking about the illegal drugs going to fund terrorism? Or are they saying that the companies, these Chinese chemical manufacturers, are somehow tied in with the terrorists? That the people that are making the legal synthetic drugs, are they saying that's going to terrorism?
I want to know, when we see the soldiers guarding the poppy fields over in Afghanistan, is the heroin that's created from those poppies, is that going to support the terrorists? And if so, is the CIA and the United States military supporting the terrorists? Or is that good American heroin that is coming here to the United States? I really don't know. I mean, let's be clear. This is bullcrap. Shoveled out, shovelfuls of bullcrap tossed out by an agency who is, seeing their usefulness dying. They created, their war on drugs created these synthetic drugs, which have all kinds of harm. When you look at synthetic marijuana versus marijuana, you see a drug that is significantly more harmful than the original.
Agreed.
And it's all because of the DEA and the ONDCP and the rest of these government agencies. While they sit there and malign chemists who, are trying to make some drug that fits within the parameters of their laws, because they can't write their laws, well enough, they're simply the marketplaces going around them. They are in fact creating the problem. These people are the problem, and they don't see it, and they will say anything to make it not so.
One of the folks involved here said that Wednesday's crackdown was focused strictly on U.S. targets and involved 66 DEA cases, 7 investigations led by ICE special agents, and several others led by Customs and Border Protection that focused on express consignment shipments. In Alabama, federal and local goon squads made 30 arrests around the state and seized 200 pounds of drugs, 19 guns, and $500,000 in cash. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley said, "Spice is an emerging and dangerous designer drug that is destroying lives." As he stood next to a table filled with some of the drugs seized Wednesday, many of the small packets had pictures of cartoonish characters with names like Bling Bling Monkey. Earlier this year, Alabama lawmakers passed a bill designed to target drugs with formulas based on chemical mixtures previously identified and banned by the federal government. It allows law enforcement to make arrests if they can prove the substance is chemically similar to the banned compound and designed to have a similar high-inducing effect. We can't have people modifying their consciousness, but how many of those cops who came into the store today, the dozen or so cops, how many of those cops went home or after work went and got a beer?
You saw one smoking a cigarette out there.
I sure did. I caught him on video smoking that cigarette.
I think it's hilarious that they're taking glass pipes from a business that are sold ostensibly for tobacco. That's what I mean. Are you telling me we can't sell pipes? Do the pipes have to be wooden and plastic?
No, they took the wood pipes.
This is
except
what I don't.
Two.
Except for two.
They also didn't take the one hitters.
This doesn't make any sense.
Right? It seems, pretty arbitrary.
I can go to a tobacco store that sells pipes and buy a pipe that I can smoke marijuana out of, but I can't go to a store that sells, T-shirts and tie-dye shirts and porn and buy a pipe that somebody thinks I'm going to smoke marijuana out of.
You can smoke pot out of a can or an apple.
It's so true.
And I have.
And the instructions are online. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you want to follow the latest on the raid of the head shops, go to freekeen.com. It's all right there. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at freeross.org. That's freeross.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.